You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to deal with a topic that, in my opinion, is perhaps the most important contemporary topic we can talk about. I entitle it The Reason or the Reasons Behind Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, whether it's the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash, and the contemporary application of what we learned from the past when it comes to our activities in the present and the future. So I want you to listen very carefully what I have to say today. I hope I don't become too political in my approach over here, but I do have something that's laying on my heart, a very, very heavy feeling that I must share with the community today. The chairman of the Vada Rabbanim of this community of Rockaway and Lawrence for over 20, 25 years, there's something that's really bothering me, and I want to articulate it, but I want to get to the topic as the platform from which to articulate my feelings. When it comes to the concept of why the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed, there's a very famous Gemara text in Masechtas Yoma on Daf Tes Amud Beis 9b, which contrasts what sins caused the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash and what sins caused the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. Listen carefully as I present the Gemara in Yoma for you very quickly. The Gemara says, Mikdash Rishon, why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Menemacharev. So the Gemara says, Gimel Devarim, there were three Averos that were committed during the time frame of the first Beis HaMikdash, as hard as it might be to believe. There was a major commitment of the Isav of a desire of idolatry. There was a major violation of the Isav Gila Haraya, sexual promiscuity. There was a major violation of Shvichas Damim, of murder. And because of these three sins, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in its entirety, and Klal Yisrael was sent out in Galus Bavel for 70 years. The Gemara then asks, at the end, a very important question. A question which really bothered Chazal, and which Chazal were perturbed about. The Gemara says, Migdash Sheni, but if we look at the Second Temple period, Shehoyu oskim b'Torah u'b'mitzvos. They were involved in learning Torah. They were involved in performing mitzvos. They were involved in gemilas chasadim. You're talking about the amudei olam, the actual pillars of the world of Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim. Menei macharav. How in the world did the Rabbeinu Shalom destroy the second Beis HaMikdash? What was the terrible Aveira? So the Gemara says, Mnei Shehayis Abasina Aschinam, because there was unwarranted hatred between the members, as we're soon going to see, of the rabbinate of the second temple period. That is called Sin Aschinam, Lamedcha, to teach you. Sheshekulas in Aschinam, that the concept of unnecessary hatred of one Jew to another Jew, and especially for one Talmud Chacham towards another Talmud Chacham, is considered equal to the three Averas Chamuras, the Gemara says, of Avodah Zarah, Gilarayis, Ushvichas Damim. This is not my creation, Talmidavs. This is an explicit Gemara in Masechtas Yoma. And I want to explain it to you. I'm going to use the Gedolei HaRishonim and Achronim to give you an explanation of it. Listen carefully as I develop my theme this morning. When it comes to the first Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us, and Rav Shimshon Lefar Hirsch articulates this very, very beautifully in his Perish L'Chumish. He says, very simply, I don't understand. Klal Yisrael captured Eretz Israel the first time around through Yeshua. There were major nisim sholei b'darech ha-teva that I mentioned in my past lectures about Eretz Israel, that Hashem used the Nesiyas Aharon to capture Eretz Israel shalei b'darech ha-teva. How is it that a generation that saw the miracles of the Midbar and witnessed the miracles of Kibush Haaretz, how is it possible that later on during the first temple period that they sunk to the three Averis Chamuros of Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, Vashichas Damim, how can such a phenomenon take place? So Chazal tell us that, and Hirsch articulates this, B'Shem Chazal, that Klal Yisrael did not listen to what the Rabbanu Shalom told them in Pashas Maseh when he gave us the mitzvah of Yerusha and Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Besides telling us to capture it and to live therein, he also said, Harash the Mes'aretz, we should basically drive out the non-Jewish idolaters that are living there. The Rabbanu Shalom mentioned in the same psukim to destroy all their avodah zaros, destroy their temples, destroy their idols, get rid of every vestige of avodah zara that exists in the land, get rid of the idolaters, and get rid of all their equipment they use for idolatrous practices. In fact, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, and it's mentioned in Tosfot, in Masechta Sota, that before Yeshua actually entered Eretz to conquer it, he sent three messages to the inhabitants of Eretz Canaan. And I want to mention that very quickly. Message number one, if you don't want to suffer death, and you want to be able to live together with the Jewish people in Eretz Israel, as Geirei Teshuv, you have to forsake your idolatry and all the other practices that are together with idolatry, which means Arayis and Shvichas Dam. You have to become observers of Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And if you become observers of Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach, L'Shem Shemayim, become a Geir Toshav, we will allow you to be residents in our land and live together with us and reap various social service benefits as being part of our society. So that was option number one, a drisha shalom. He then told them that if in fact you don't want to do this and you want to continue your idolatrous activities and all the other accompanying activities, then I warn you now, get out of Eretz Israel immediately, vacate, because if you stay there, you'll be utterly destroyed. And the history of the Jewish people, with the help of God, has demonstrated that even the super giants of military power of Og and Sichon could not stand against HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping Klal Yisrael defeat these mighty warriors that were literally serving as a wall of protection for the eastern side of Eretz Israel. So you have a right to leave. But thirdly, Yeshua warned them that if you basically don't want to give up idolatry, and you want to conduct war with us and stay in place, get ready for the war, but we're forewarning you right now that you're going to be totally annihilated. Hachrem tachrimem, the Rabbanu Shem says, if the idolaters stay there, you must ultimately destroy them and their idolatries. So we're giving you three choices. Unfortunately, 99% of the Canaanite nations living there decided to stay with their idolatry and to have a war with us. And therefore, the result was, after the 7 years of Kibush Eretz Israel, that after that specific 7 years of Kibush, the land was conquered, 7 years of division of the land then took place under the aegis of Yeshua, Kohen Gadol. We had the Sanhedrin, we had the Nevi'im of that time, the Yom V'tumim. So, quite obviously, we captured the land miraculously. But says Rav Hirsch, there's one thing we did not mekayim, and that is instead of annihilating Hachrem Tachrimeim, every non-Jewish idolater who stayed there with Avodah Zarah, instead of doing that before they divided the land and settled therein, they left, unfortunately, pockets of idolaters in the land. So even though we had control of the land on a geographical level. We controlled all its borders. We controlled its entire interior. We did not get rid of the idolaters in various cities that were living there. And what therefore we did is we violated Hashem's tzav of Harashtem, of driving them out, and Hachreim Tachreim, and getting rid of them. What was the Rabbeinu Shalom concerned about? That if we leave even a small minority of idolaters in the land, scattered here, scattered there, they might not serve as a military threat to us, but they're going to serve as a spiritual threat. Jews dealing with them on a daily level in business and other things, even in a peaceful environment, are going to unfortunately perhaps assimilate, acculturate, and get involved in idolatrous cultures. They might become so friendly they'll invite each other to eat by each other, even with the mashgiach watching to make sure everything's glatt kosher. But if the people who are inviting you are idolaters, you're going to get so friendly you might have intermarriage, assimilation and acculturation. Klal Yisrael did not take that to heart. They allowed these goyim to stay. And if there was a descent of Klal Yisrael, her says, in Bayis Rishon, to have had a Zara Gilarayis of Shechaz Dam, is because they did not listen to the Rabbeinu Shalom Sav of getting rid of all the idolaters. The hashpah, the intermarriage, the assimilation, the enculturation, which Hashem was worried about, Klal Yisrael stumbled. And by the time the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, even the kings, even the leaders, besides the people, were involved in idolatry and Shvichas Dam and Gil Arayis. This was the chet of why the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and taken away from us. What is interesting is that there is a Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim, where the Gemara tells us the Rabbeinu Shalom asked Klal Yisrael, the Chachmei Hadar, and the Nevi'im, he asked them the question, why was Eretz Israel destroyed when it came to the Beis HaMikdash and Bayis Rishon? And people looked at each other, what is the question? Mimuah Wama of Daretz. Isn't it quite obvious? There was Avodah Zarah, Gilais, Veshvichas Hadam taking place even in the precincts of the Makom HaMikdash, Chas V'Shalom. So what was the question? Lama of the Aretz. People didn't have an answer. The Gemara tells us that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave a prophetic answer. And the answer the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Shalo berchu b'teira b'tchila, that when they were learning Torah, they did not recite a Birchas HaTorah beforehand. And everybody looks at each other and says, to recite Birchas HaTorah and not reciting it should therefore determine whether the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed or not. There were various chamuras taking place. What does Birchas HaTorah have to do with it? So over there, the famous Rabbeinu Nissim, one of the great Rishonim on the Gemara Masechtes Nedarim, quotes our Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the great, great French Balei Tosfos and Balei Musar, and makes the following statement. When Chazal looked around Eretz Israel and Bayis Rishon, despite the three Averis Chamuros, they saw that the people were busy learning, and in the Bati Midrashos, day and night, gevaldik involvement in learning Torah. So they could not comprehend the Zamay Mechazal. Chazal say when Klal Yisrael are busy learning Torah, Torah is a megen umatzil. It prevents us from sinning. It prevents us, if we're learning properly, it prevents us from sinking in, surely, that we shouldn't violate the three Averas Chamuros. So they said to themselves, how in the world did we sink to such a low level if people are learning Torah? And the Rabbeinu Shalom said, yes, they're learning Torah, but they're not making a bracha beforehand. What does that mean? So the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, you know what that means? Klal Yisrael, if they didn't make a bracha before they learned, was showing that they're not learning because of the mitzvah min haTorah, of limud haTorah. They were not learning l'shem shamayim l'shma, Torah l'shma, for a holy mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'shinamtem, v'dibartabam. But what were they learning? They were learning Torah as an intellectual exercise in chachma, in wisdom. They were learning for secular purposes, to master the literature, to know the facts and figures of what's contained in the Torah, but not for religious purposes, not l'shem shamayim, not l'shem mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So the Ran Kos Rabbeinu Yonah says, when Torah is learned shalei l'shma, not for the right reasons, what happens is, ultimately speaking, is Torah doesn't have the capacity to save us, to literally protect us from sins, even averas chamuros. And that is why Rachmana Litzlan, despite all the learning that was taking place, despite all of that that was taking place, the Torah could not be making a matzalos from the three averas chamuros. And because of that, we were sinking in Avodah Zarah, Gvil Rais, Shichas Hadam, despite the intellectual study of Torah, and therefore, Churban Bayis HaRishon took place. This is the Shachar V'Tarya, the discussion that concerns the sins, the Averes Chamuros, of the first Beis HaMikdash. But now the Gemara in Masechtas Yoma now becomes more understandable. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, where the Gemara gives Eidos, they were Isaac in Torah Lashma. They were Isaac in the mitzvahs of the Torah. They were involved in the concepts Gemilas Chasadim. They learned their lesson and did tshuva because what happened because of the Churban of Bayis HaRishon. The Anshei Knesset Gadol of Gemara tells us that Sanhedrin prayed that the Yetzer Hara should be eliminated. Klal Yisrael should not be subject to that type of taiva anymore. And they were successful, the Gemara says, in eliminating it. So if during Bayis Sheni, we had learning Torah Lishma, and we were also involved in mitzvahs Gemilas Chasodim, so why did that not matzal us from Churban Bayis Sheni? What's going on over here, the Gemara says. How do we understand it? So the Gemara says, but there's one Avera they committed during Bayis HaSheni that was not in existence on the level in Bayis Rishon, and that is there was Sinas Chinam. There was animosity that was taking place not only amongst the Hamanam of the Jewish people, but amongst the Gedolei Hadar of that generation, as I'm going to quote the Netziv very shortly. And because of that Sinas Chinam that existed, unwarranted hatred and name-calling in a very disparaging way, it caused a lack of harmony in Shalom Bayis, a lack of what we call the concept of communal unity of Klal Yisrael. We were not ke'ish echad, b'leiv echad. We were fighting with each other. We were criticizing each other. We were accusing each other of all types of spiritual imperfections. And because of that lack of unity, the Beis HaMikdash's purpose it is to unite Klal Yisrael. Ke'ir shechur b'layachdav, the Pasuk says in Tehillim. It's a city and a mokom that unites us and combines us. The Maral says in his Perush to the Gemara that because of the Sinas Chinim that existed in Bayis Sheni, and there was animus, there was machlokes, there was a lack of harmony existing between the Jewish people and the Chachamim, there was no purpose of having a Beis HaMikdash to unite us because we could not be united. We couldn't be united in a state of division. And because of that lack of unity, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and taken away from us. Now I do want to mention to you that we have over here a very, very important yesod. And that yesod unquestionably is despite the fact you have all these things taking place, Isaac B'Teira, Oisik b'mitzvos, Oisik b'gemilas chasadim. The sinas chinam literally caused the destruction nevertheless. What's going on over here? How do we understand it? What do we derive from this? So the one who basically says a pshat upon this, and when I read what I'm going to read to you now, comes from another than Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Netziv, who was the great, great Rosh Yeshiva of the Volozhiny Yeshiva during the 1800s, the last of the Rosh Yeshivas. And in his introductory statement to Sefer Bereishis, he points out that in Tanakh literature, in rabbinical literature, Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar, the Sefer of the Righteous, of the Straight Ones. And says the Netziv the following, I'm going to quote him verbatim, because I want you to hear the words of what he said over here. It hurts me to quote what he says, but we have to understand the level of sinas chinam over here for you to comprehend what was the level of sinas chinam of the time of Bayisheni that caused the churban of that Beis HaMikdash. What says the Netziv on the Pasuk Hatzur Tomim Palo, Tzadik V'Yoshehu? What does it mean, Hashem is Tzadik V'Yoshar? So he says over here, the Shevach of Yoshar, the concept of Yashrus, means Lahatzdik Din HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to explain the justice behind the destruction of the second temple, B'Chorban Bayisheni. It was a dar ikeshu besaltel. It was a crooked generation. And what does that mean? You have to hear the next words of the Netziv. Peirashnu shehayu tzadikim chasidim v'amalei haTorah. As I mentioned before, the people of the Second Temple were not involved in avodah zarah, gilui aris, v'shrichas adam. They were tzaddikim. They were chasidim. They were amalei haTorah. What was their problem? Lo hayu yasharim b'halichas olamim. They did not go in a proper pathway in dealing with one another. What does that mean? The concept of sinas chinam shebelibam, the unnecessary and unwanted and literally unjustified animosity that they had in the heart, ze al ze, one chacham or group of chachamim against another group of chachamim. Chashtu, they literally were chayshed upon people. She'eino noeg shekudaitam b'yiras Hashem, people who are from, but followed a different form of frumkeit, a different mesaris of frumkeit. Shaynev teyev v'mitzos, that were not exactly carbon copies of them, but learnt in a different yeshiva that emphasized a different mahalich in avedis Hashem l'shem shemayim. When they saw people from other yeshivas, Shenayet Shalai Kedaitim B'Yiras Hashem, what did they do? They derided them. They called them a tzaduki, an apikairis, which means they wanted to claim, since they had a different form of religious Torah observance, that they're non-observers. Tzaduki and apikurisim, in the real, literal meaning of the word, were people who denied Torah min HaShemayim, and people who literally rejected Torah Shemiksav, Torah Shemapeh min HaShemayim. These people they were talking about accepted Torah min HaShemayim, and were tzaddikim, and chasidim, and people involved in Torah, but they had a different hashkafa based upon a different Messiris. They nevertheless labeled them and put them down, and were mavayish them, and called their names, and brought chashad of who they are in the eyes of the people of that generation. And through this, there was murder taking place. And if not physical murder, which unfortunately happened, there was character assassination taking place. they literally destroyed the reputation of the other Chachamim. Chazal say, Hochiach, Tochiach, Zechavel, Osiso, Lavchet. That even though sometimes you have to give somebody Teichacha, you're not allowed when you give Teichacha to do it publicly and be Malbim Penei, Chleru Barabim, to embarrass somebody on a public level. This is an Isa, Shvichas Adam. Their face turns red. It's as if you're killing them. Character assassination. And therefore, says the Nitziv, Bor l'day shvichas adam b'derech haflaga l'chol harol shvaylam, brought all types of evils into the world, ad shechariv habayis, until Hashem took away the Beis HaMikdash. V'alzeho yutzidek adin, and this is the tzidek adin that Hashem says in Atzur Tamim Palau. Once again, these are the words of the Nitziv. What did Hashem say? Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yashahu. Hashem is straight. Eino sovel tzadikim keilu. He is not happy about people who might be tzadikim. Bein odom lamakoim. Learning and doing mitzvahs on the highest level. When is he not tzavel them? Elabayfin shahokim b'derech hayasha. Only tzadikim that go in a straight path. With Ava Aschinim and love and Ava Abrios. Not only Ben Adam Lamakim, but Halichas Olam Ben Adam Lachavero. When Hashem sees total Ava permeating from them for everybody in this world, that is when Hashem appreciates their tzidkus. But when people go back Nemus and crookedness, even though they claim they're doing this L'Shem Shemayim, I mean, when I read the words, I start to titter. They're doing this milchama l'shem shemayim. We're going to make a war. We're going to fight. Zegareim churban habria. It causes the destruction of the creation. V'ha'irisus yishav olam. And the destruction of the foundations of the earth. Says the great Nitziv, what made Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the progenitors and the great tzaddikim, is the following. The avos mevad shahayu tzaddikim v'chasidim. They were all tzaddikim v'chasidim. They also were oyv Hashem. They loved Hashem on the highest level. But likewise they were yesharim. What does that mean? Sheisnagu, that they had a relationship with the Umas, the Olam, with the idolatrous non-Jews, in whose midst they lived. Even Oivdei Alila Mukharim, even these indignant idolaters, they lived amongst them. Nevertheless, says the Nitziv, Hayu Imam Ba'ava, V'chashu L'Tevasam, they maintained a friendly relationship with them. They were concerned for their health and welfare, because this is the Kiyam Habriya. This is the way the world's able to maintain this existence. And the proof is, look at the Tzaddik Avram Avinu. No matter how much he was unhappy with the idolatry and the Shrichas Dam and the Gilarayas of the idolaters of his time, he broke their idols. Look what happened when Hashem told Avraham he's about to destroy Sodom. What did Avraham do? He didn't say to God, Shkayach, go for it. He fell down and he was mespalel for Sodom, that Hashem should save them. Hashem should have mercy upon them. Hashem should perhaps let people who are religious come into the midst and mespia upon them, and make them balei tshuva, give perhaps Avram more time to work upon them, to bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nefash osu b'charon, Avram did it in the past, maybe he can do it for Sodom. So we see that Avram, as much as he hated the activities of the Sodomites, chafetz b'kiyumam, he wanted them to exist and to do tshuva. This is the Ava that Hashem wants to see in tzaddikim, lahatzdik b'riyosai, to try to find righteousness in Hashem's creatures. Tisna Hashiyam. Hashem hates people who tries to make other people appear rishayim in the eyes of everybody else. And therefore, that's why Avram was called Av Hamangayim. I'm making you the spiritual father of all the nations of the world. Avagavshin Ben Holach b'meisharim. Even sometimes a child that you have does not walk in the proper path that they should. Sheikh Shlomo v'tuvo, you always try to watch that child and try to get a hold of that child and try to bring them back eventually. You don't ask for their destruction. You try to show them love and try undivided love, uncompromising love, to try to bring them back to Derech HaYosha. This is the type of tzaddik that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. This is the type of tzaddikim that the others were. V'kiyam ha'olam. And that's why Hashem says upon Sefer Bereishis, it's Sefer HaYosha. It's the Sefer of the existence of the Bria. This is why they were picked to become the progenitors of Klal Yisrael, because of this Hashkafa Sechayim. Therefore, we have over here, Talmidos, a statement of the great Nitziv, that the Cheta Baisheni of Sinas Chinam is so powerful, it is equal to the three Averus Chamuros. Torah could not be matzal them, even though they made a bracha that was L'Shem Shemayim. Mitzvahs could not save them, no matter how frum they were in doing their mitzvahs. Even the Gemilas Chasodim couldn't save them. When there's sinner and animosity, this causes a terrible onish min Hashemayim. I want you to know something. The Kol Rosh Yeshiva of the Nitziv was the famous Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. And in his Sefer, Beis Halevi, he makes the following statement. Chum bayis rishon, churban bayis sheni. Chum bayis rishon, unfortunately, stemmed from the tumor of the Egel Hazav, the idolatry of Egel Hazav. And its ultimate tumor was manifested in bayis rishon. What is the root of the chet of bayis sheni, the sinas chinim and such? So says the Beis HaLevi, this sinas chinam that existed between Jew and Jew, its sin goes back to the chet of the Meraglim. Now you'll say, what does the Meraglim have to do with sinas chinam? The Meraglim, when talking against Jews, they were talking about the inability perhaps to capture Eretz Israel. What's the sinas chinam? So says the Beis HaLevi something very powerful. The chet of bayis sheni, sinas chinim, stems and is a violation of the first mitzvah rishon of the Aseres Edibros of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Chazal say the concept of the covered respect, the covered v'meira, the honor, the love, and the awe and fear and trepidation we're supposed to have for the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Torah and all the mitzvahs that he gave us. Says the Beis HaLevi, and he says it in a crying fashion as he writes it, when the Hamon Am, the people of Klal Yisrael, during the Second Temple period, when they saw great Rosh Yeshivas and Talmidei Chachamim fighting with each other and putting down one another, calling them names, this caused a tremendous Chilal Shem Shemayim. Chazal Darshin, Hashem, on the Pasuk, Hashem Elokecha Tira, that when it comes to fear and ultimate Mura for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yes is Marbe even Talmidei Chachamim. If Talmidim conduct themselves the way the Avos conducted themselves, Their Kiddush Hashem brings a Kiddush Hashem and a connectivity to Hashem of Anoch Hashem Elokecha. But when Talmidei Chacham don't act that way,
and
they literally put each other down, and they chosh at each other, and they call them names publicly, this causes a Chilal Hashem. And when the Haman Am sees Chachamim acting this way, that Chilal Hashem drives the Haman Am away from Torah mitzvahs. It disconnects them not only from Torah and mitzvahs and these Chachamim, it, Rachmana L'Tzlan, disconnects them from the Rabbeinu Shalom, from the Anoch Hashem Elokecha. So the Beis HaLevi says, this is the truth of what the Netziv was talking about, the level of severity of Sinas Chinim, how dangerous it is, how literally undermining it is, and how careful we have to be when it comes to observance of Torah and mitzvahs, that we don't allow such a churban to take place in Klal Yisrael. But I'm going to go one step further now, and you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you now. But what I'm going to tell you now is based upon a statement made by none other than the Ari HaKadosh, one of the greatest mukubalim that ever existed in Klal Yisrael. And he points out that if you look in the Torah, in Sefer Devarim, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Ches, and onwards, the Torah makes the following statement. It says, Ki yapolim imcha davar lemishpat, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin. Something's difficult for you to understand between this blood and that blood, this judgment and that judgment, nega la nega, this nega, plague and that plague, divir rivos b'sharecha, controversy in your gates, v'kamta lisa l'mokim asha yivcha Hashem elokecha bo. What is the pasuk talking about? So the Ari HaKadosh says the following. He says, when the malachim saw what happened, especially during Bayis Sheni, where you had people who are tzaddikim, chassidim, v'amalei ha-Torah, and all the destruction of human life that took place as a result of churban Bayis Sheni, and the destruction then of the galus of Klal Yisrael since then throughout the generations, look at the destruction, not only of Bayis Sheni, but look at the Crusades and the Inquisition. Look at the Holocaust. What's going on over here? So I'm going to quote you what the Ari HaKadosh says. Listen carefully. I'm sitting as I'm telling you this over, but I want you to hear this. Listen to me very carefully. The Malachim said, according to Ari HaKadosh to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have a problem, Rabbeinu Shalom. You say in the Torah, Ki Yipolei Mimcha, there is a plea, a wonderment that we have. What is the wonderment? So he quotes a Midrash. Look at the mitzvah of Kantzipar, that when you find a mother bird and the baby birds, you send the mother bird away, and you take the baby birds. So say the angels to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in your Torah, do not take the mother bird with the offspring, because of Rachmanis. But then the Malachim say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, in periods in Jewish history, where mothers and children were snatched up and basically taken to destruction on the same day, how does that fit with the concept of Kantzipar, which you wrote in the Torah is forbidden to do? Furthermore, the Midrash says, Ari HaKadosh, when it comes to the concept of shechting a chicken or a chaya, it says you spill their blood on the ground and you cover it with dirt. So said the Malachim to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the blood of your children is being spilt like water. And nobody buries it. You know how many years the people of Beitar's bodies who were killed by Hadrian and the Roman armies, Yimach Shmon v'Zichron, laid unburied until they finally were committed to burial. So the Malachim said to the Ribbono Shalom, what about the blood of the chicken? If its blood has to be covered when you shecht it, what about the Jewish blood of the centuries that was never buried and covered by its adversaries? The Malachim them said, there's another pasuk in the Torah. So shara sel oisav ben lashchatu biyom echad, you can't kill a mother and its son on the same day. So the Malachim said to the Ribbono Shalom, were children of Klaius and that slaughtered on the same day with their parents? How do we understand this? It runs against the Torah. And finally, the Medrash says, what about when it comes to Tisha B'Av? What about the Spanish Inquisition? Gzeres Tach V'Tach? The pogroms? The Holocaust? So the Ari HaKadosh answered the Malachim with the following statement that you have to hear. And I'll tell you right now, when you hear the statement, you're going to shake in your bones. But you have to hear what the Ari HaKadosh says Hashem said to the Malachim. He says, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Yipalim Chindava Lemishvah Bein Dam Ledam. So he says, the Hashem said, you're in a state of wonderment of what's happening over here. Let me explain to you something. The concept, what you're bothering is, why the blood of chickens are buried, but not of the Jews who were killed in that period of time. What's the concept of din ledin? The question of Torah law. How do you slaughter mothers and children on the same day? How is that possible? What's the concept of nega nega, plague and plagues? How can plagues afflict the Jewish people? How can plagues affect even a Beis HaMikdash or houses of prayer that become unusable? If this escapes you, Hashem said to the Malachim, you're incredulous. What's the rhyme and reason? So the Ribbono Shalom says, look in what the Torah says. You know what the Torah says? Divrei rivos bisharecha. What does that mean? So according to the Ari HaKadosh, Hashem said to the Malachim, matters of dispute in your cities, what it means, all these saras before Klal Yisrael, if there is a machlokes that exists amongst the membership of Klal Yisrael, and especially amongst members of the rabbinate of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that Beis HaMikdash Sheni was destroyed because of sinas chinam, machlokes, baseless hatred. Klal Yisrael greatest smile is k'esh echa b'leiv echad, mik'amcha yisogacha ba'aretz, habocha ba'aretz v'klal Yisrael ba'ava. Hashem wanted us because we're a tzibur, we're united, all Jews working together. No divisiveness, no dissension. If you want to know how powerful that is, Dari quotes a Medrash Rabban Devarim, when the wicked King Achav, who was an idolater, used to go out to war, he was victorious, despite the fact he was involved in idolatry. But when the generation of Dovid HaMelech went out to war, they suffered from time to time defeats, despite their righteousness. How do we understand this, says the Medrash, that Ari quotes. So Chazal say, during the time of Achav, there might have been idolatry, but there was unity amongst Klal Yisrael. And in David's time, there might have been tremendous righteousness and learning Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed, but there were a lot of slanderers and bali machlokes that caused David a hellish existence, Read the Psukim of Tehillim of the Radifus of David. So says the Ari HaKadosh, this is the misfortune that causes Tzaras to Klal Yisrael. When there are disputes in your city, that causes a lack of proper Hashgacha Pratis, and that causes the destructions you're talking about. I found later the famous Magid Mikelem gives a similar interpretation of these psukim. Listen to what he says. Im lapeli b'necha hamishpatim v'hayesurim achzariim. If it's something that's difficult in your eyes, the mishpatim, the yesurim that are cruel, that come upon Klal Yisrael, Bein dam ledam, blood and blood, you'll say, the Bei Yisrael hefker, is the blood of Jews hefker. Nishbach kamayim, spilled like blood in the streets. Bein din ledin, dinim v'gzeros, look at the judgments and the persecutions, chadoshim, that come each and every day on Klal Yisrael. Bein nega lenega, what does this mean? Look at the Pegoyim v'Negoyim Chadashim, all the various sicknesses and diseases and plagues that befell the Jewish people to the present. Hamisrakshim u'bama klaiso yom yom. Im zeyepolim imcha. If you ask the question, how can such a thing happen? Lahavi yudu'ala ki kol zeba, because divrei rivos b'sharecha. Because of the merivos, the machlokes, the medonim, the nanseri quarries of machlokes, asher ba'are yos Israel that exist in Jewish cities. Sinas chidam, the merivos, hadadios, the terrible sinas chidam, they are the gorim, they are the cause, the civilosenu for the burdens we bear, upegayin uharabim, and the various diseases and plagues that inflict us. Tamidos, when you hear these words, you have to shake with trepidation and fear. We're the Aman Yifchar. Hashem created us with a mouth that represents Atzelem Elokim. Halachti b'derachav, we're supposed to use our mouth what Hashem uses his mouth for. For chesed, for tzedakah, for rachamim, for love, for compassion, for kim abriya, for avas abriyos, rachim av akol ma'asav, tacheh dachei noam v'chol nisaf hazeh shalom, is the words of the Rambam. But when we take our holy words in our tzelem Elokim, and we use it to cast aspersions on other Jews, all Jews, from Jews and unfrom Jews, and we talk down upon them, and we cast aspersions upon their integrity, on their righteousness, on their frumkeit, on what they do, we are being metame, the tzelem Elokim, the ruach memal Hashem gave us when it comes to be medamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using it for destructive purposes rather than constructive purposes, and we cause Churban. Chazal say in the Gemara that people are going to learn on Tisha B'Av in Gemara Gittin that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Kamsa B'Kamsa. If you remember the story, the wrong person was invited to a Sudas Mitzvah. Instead of Kamsa B'Kamsa was invited. And the host, who was a big Talmud Chacham, might have loved Kamsa, but he hated Bar Kamsa. And when Bar Kamsa came, he said he was invited. And the host realized that his shamish made a mistake. And Bar Kamsa begged him, don't embarrass me, don't hurt me. I'll pay all the expense of the entire meal, but don't hurt my feelings, don't embarrass me publicly. Don't kick me out. The Gemara tells us that despite this, the Baal HaBos took this Bar Kamsa and threw him out of his house. He was Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Berabim. But the Gemara says over there that besides that, all the other Gedolim and Chachamim that were at that Suda did not stop the Balabas from doing what he did. They should have said to him, leave him alone. Where's your Avas Yisrael, your Avas Habrios? How can you mavayas somebody? They kept quiet, and they let this person be malbim p'nei chavroi rabim. They allowed the chet of sinas chinam to become personified in this terrible historical phenomenon. And as a result of this, the Roman government was brought in, and ultimately this gave them the opinion, and they thought they now had the right to attack the Jews, destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and eradicate Yiddishkeit. The Sinas Chinam not only caused the Chilul Hashem when it comes to the inaction of the Talmidei Chachamim in protest, but likewise the Chilul Hashem in the eyes of the non-Jewish world, and that ultimately, that Sinas Chilam, was Marachek people, as the Beis HaLevi says, from Anoch Hashem Elokecha, people lost respect for Torah, for mitzvahs, and ultimately for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that causes the Beis HaLevi and the Netziv both said, heads of the Velazhen Yeshiva, the Churban of the Second Temple. This is the Chet of Sinas Chinam. This is the level of how bad Sinas Chinam is. And that is why Chazal tell us, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, it finished its punishment in 70 years, because since the Chet was Avodah Zarah, Klai Yisrael did tshuva in 70 years from Avodah Zarah, and therefore they were mechapa on the Chet of Churban Bayis Rishon, and they were forgiven. But when it comes to Churban Bayis Sheni, we have not done a tshuva and a kapara for Sinas Chinam. On the contrary, we read, and we can't believe what we read, that Rabbi Akiva, who lived after Churban Bayis Sheni, who was basically part of the generation of the Bar Kochva generation, one of the heads of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, one of the Gedolei Hadar, he had 24,000 Talmidim. Shelo nogu kaveh b'zeh b'zeh, the Gemara says in Yevamos. Instead of learning from the chet what happened for Churban Bayis Sheni, they continued Sinas Chinam. They caused a continuation of the Chilal Shem Shemayim. And that's the reason the Gemara says in Yevamo, Shelo nogu kaveh zeh b'zeh, that they were taken away between Pesach and Shavuos. And 24,000 Talmidei Chachamim, who made brachas when they learned Torah. They were Amalei HaTorah. They might have done acts of chesed and mitzvahs. But if they were mevazeh, their fellow Talmud, and therefore lo nagu kavod zeh b'zeh, they continued the sinas chinam, caused the chilul shem shemayim, and therefore they were taken out of this world. There was a chesaron in their Kabbalah Satera, as Rav Aaron Cutler says in his Sefer, Beis Aaron. They were a Sheva Keli. They were not the proper Kalim available to be Moses Satera, and for that reason they were taken out of this world. Chazal tell us that the great Rabbi Kiva told his Talmidim in the past, in the present, in the future, that the Ikar is a half to Rechem Olcha, Zekla Gadol B'Teira. Later on he says, the fact we created B'Tselem Elokim is a Kla Gadol B'Teira. And therefore we find later on in Pirkei Avos, in the sixth chapter, when it comes to the Talmud of Rav Kiva, the great Rav Meir, he says, Kol Oisik Teira L'Shma, if you can learn Teira L'Shma, Yezolcha for many things. And what is that? When you learn Torah properly with the proper behavior patterns, you become ahuv, you become beloved. Yo'ayiv esamakam, yo'ayiv esabrios. Yemesameach hamakam, yikosimchat Hashem, yemesameach abrios. It makes you become a tzaddik, a chosid, yashav and eman. It marach mechet, distance you from sin. It brings you to zechus. People want to talk to you. People respect you. Hashem rewards you by bimagala rozei atayra. You become a mayim izgaber. You become a tremendous mechadish atayra. Hashem is molchol al albino. He gives you incredible elevation. You become a walking Kiddush Shem Hashem machine. Chazal tell us, the only way to rectify the sinas chinam of Bayis Sheni, we mispala, Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It can only be accomplished if we do the Tshuvas HaMishkal of Avas chinam rather than sinas chinam. That we give kavod and respect to all people, and especially between Talmidei Chachamim, Shianogu kavod zeh bezeh. They should give kavod to one another and respect one another and bring a kiddush Shem Shemayim in the eyes of Klal Yisrael and the eyes of the world. They should see Hashem's spirit animates you, l'shem shemayim, with chesed v'rachamim and kavod. That's the way to bring the second Beis HaMikdash. My last words are the following, as the chairman of the VAD of this community. I am very sad about what happened when it comes to the kashrus of our community. I was the one that people forgot that over 20 years ago created the Vada Kashrus that we have today. I was the one who brought both sides of this community together, the ones in Far Rockaway and the ones in the five towns. Without me, there wasn't any Achdus at that point. I brought everybody together. People forget! And I never wanted to remind people. But I want to make this statement now. And we came together. And we work together. Ke'ish echod, ubelev echod. We kashered up our kashrus. We made it the perfect kashrus possible on the face of this earth. It became a kiddush Shem Shemayim. It united this community. It brought it into a new darg of kashrus. And I was proud of what I created. The covet that Chachamim had for each other, that was created because of this Achdus, was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It is true that it's important to have quality kashrus. And we didn't want the community to have hundreds and hundreds of hechshem like you find in other Torah communities in Brooklyn, where you can't really understand quality control in hundreds and hundreds of hechshem. Which one do I eat by? Which one I don't eat by? We had one. But that never meant that if another one comes along that might be equally good and is less expensive than ours and more willing to work with Balabatim who have businesses to allow them to afford to give kashrus on a less expensive level, but not undermining the sources of supply and having the same level of mashkichim taking care of these stores. They might not be part of the Vada Rabbanim, which I created when it came to the Vada Kashrus. But that does not justify the public desecration of Hashem's name that took place. That name calling started to take place between our Vad and a second Vad, where people from our Vad admitted that the heads of this other Vad, I don't want to mention the names, are tzaddikim, are molei hatera, chasidim of a chesed. They're great people. And their level of kashrus is equal to ours. And the sources of supply are equal to ours. The big problem is they're not part of the Vad. But they're not bringing in kashrus that's on a lower level. And the only reason it was developed was because of supposedly, as I spoke to the owners of the stores, the expense that was being charged, where they were asking for Rachmanis to have less of a charge for the purpose of giving them kashrus, so they can survive in their businesses. For any group of people, or single chachamim, to go out publicly and write letters to defame the other side, through innuendo, No proof of any hisrashlus and kashrus. And to defame them. And to make it sound as if who knows what they're selling in the stores. And then to go one step further. The source is the supplier equal. The kashrus is equal. When the VAD took away the kashrus from these stores, I want people to know that the sources of supplies were the same. And the mashkichim that were left in the stores to watch those stores were forsaken by a VAD, and they continued the heksher under the new rabbanim. Nothing changed. To put them down and make it seem so innuendo there's something defective with them. What type of experience do they have in kashrus? If you looked at the history of these individuals who they're putting down, they have years of experience in kashrus. They're gadolei ha-paiskim. They're tzadikim. People who are in the kashrus field are nispoil. How can you talk that way about such people? Do you realize the chil Hashem that took place in our community? I can't sleep at night. It kills me. Where's the achdus that we created initially in the establishment of the Vad HaKashrus? Where's the yashrus? Where's the yava that existed in this community? It is simply mind-boggling. It is simply incomprehensible. I'm crying when I'm saying this to you. I don't want to say this, but I have to make a protest. A tochacha. What are we doing over here? It says over here, Divrei Rivas Bishorecha. And then it says, Ben Tamidei Chachamim, L'Tamidei Chachamim. That causes a Chil Hashem. It's Mevaza, not only the Torah and the Chachamim. It's Marachek, people from the Rabbein Shalom and his Torah. It's a Bittul of Anoich Hashem Elokecha. As the chairman of the Vat, I am protesting. And I'm saying to everybody, you want the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt. You can say all the kindness you want. You can clap al chet all you want in Shmoneh Esrei. But there better be a rectification of the chet of Chil Hashem that took place the last couple of weeks here. Nobody should be walking around proud and saying that we are going to make a war with them because they want to have a second Heksher. What are you proud about? It causes harivos. It causes destruction. As all the Gedalim said, as the Ari HaKodesh said, as the Malachi were told by the Rabbi Nishalam. When peace is restored to our community and Shalom exists, the situation should have been resolved quietly behind the scenes, not in articles or letters being written in the paper. That, when you do that, you go far above Bimabalik Rabba Barabim. I'm telling everybody involved who have signed those letters and spoke publicly, if you think you did properly, as one of the senior members of the rabbin of this community, chairman of the VAD of our Rockaway and Lawrence, I'm telling you now, we are all going to be Aymid Bedin, and we better do tshuva. Let's hope and pray that we will do tshuva, practice avas chesed, and avas abrios, and avas chinam. That's the only source of what's going to cause the redemption of Klal Yisrael, the reunion and reuniting of our community, our great community, which is a great community, and ultimately bring Hashem's compassion upon us, that He should redeem us in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, in the coming of Mashiach, as the Pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat yipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. When Klal Yisrael will practice what's din, the Ikar Shulchan Aruch, Eirecha nemen b'yisurim, Talmidei Chachamim who know Shulchan Aruch are nemen when it comes to Halacha. Not only one group of people, all Chachamim are nemen. Even a private balabas and balabusta, the Gemara says, Eidechonem b'yisurim in kashrus and everything else. When Klal Yisrael practices acts of Kiddush Shem Shemayim and Av Ava v'shalom v'reyus, that will be the tikkun, where it says in the Pasuk, that will go to the place of Yerushalayim, of Achdus of Klal Yisrael, of Ava v'Shalom b'neihem, and ultimately said Mashiach Tzidkenu in Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mheira b'yameinu amen. Tamidos, have a wonderful day, have a meaningful tainus, and let's hope and pray Yemirtz Hashem that we'll be Zocha next year L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habenuya. Have a wonderful tainus, a meaningful tainus, Tamidos.
Thank you very much. Yeshakaya.
Please get the message out and let people know, because people have to realize Hashem is watching how we conduct ourselves, and every day means life for us. We cannot take this for granted.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.